Hey, it's Catholic Schools Week, and you know, we haven't talked to Jesse Brown in quite a while, athletic director at Lumen Christi. Where you been, Jesse?
Oh, Greg, it's been some crazy times, obviously, in the athletic world. So it's been really busy, and we've had a lot of good stuff going on at Lumen.
Yeah, you can't prepare for this, can you?
No, I don't think there's anything in the guidebook for athletic directors on this one.
Yeah. Where do you fall, Jesse, on this let them play group that wants to get things up and rolling?
Well, I think the biggest thing from a Lumen Christi perspective is that we're really just focused on continually promoting teamwork in any way or shape or form that we can. And that, you know, we really want our kids to have opportunities, but we do understand that there are some challenges with that, and we're just prepping our kids for these challenges and making them better people and grow through this process.
Yeah, I can't even think of who I was talking to, but they said the football team had to be tested at, I don't know, 6 o'clock in the morning or 6:30, and that's boy, that's tough.
Yeah, it was amazing to do that. Yeah, I mean, we were testing it early in the morning. We were doing conducting roughly 55 tests a day. And big kudos to Henry Ford Allegiance for their support through that process. They did a phenomenal job of helping us manage that. So big kudos to Henry Ford for that.
So Catholic Schools Week, how does the athletic department fit in, Jesse?
Yeah, so we've been again promoting teamwork, and I think that Greg, there's some highlights I'd like to highlight today for you.
Yeah,
is that in the fall of 2020, we had 95% of middle school students participate in athletic activities. So really excited around that. That demonstrates our commitment to growing students through lessons learned in athletics.
So,
that's awesome,
crazy.
And it shows the bright future piece. And then some of the other highlights is that currently we. You know, in the Interstate 8 Conference, as we've gone through, we've got 26 conference championships over 7 years in the conference, 12 for girls and 13 for boys, and then across all sports for the 7 years in the conference. The other thing that's just to highlight for everyone again, too, is just a reminder that 49 state championships at Lumen Christi in the 51 years, and one of the numbers that probably most people don't know out there is that we've earned 432 state trophies. So that includes districts and regionals and runner-up and state championship trophies. So some really neat stuff about just our culture of winning that has been going on at Lumen for the 51 years.
It's a lot of hard work.
Really, really good stuff. And then obviously not just that, within our extracurriculars in general, our choir was featured at the Carnegie Hall in 2018, and then the CEO Challenge team that we've been doing with is building young entrepreneurs won its first ever grand prize in Jackson County at $10,000 last year. So, you know, the extracurriculars right now to highlight and building teamwork for Lumen has just been there's been some great stuff going on over here.
What does this winter sports season look like? It looks like at least you'll get started, right?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're hoping for some good news. You know, we're hoping for news at any point here over the next couple of days. You know, as of right now, we're operating as if the 21st is when we're going to turn back on. So Schedules are updated, and we're waiting to hear what good news we get. Right?
You figure let's just say basketball, you would have a limited number of fans able to attend.
Yeah, you know, I don't think a decision's been fully made on that, but that's what I would anticipate. You know, with what they did at the end of football season initially, you know, we were going to have zero fans, and then they ended up going to 2 spectators per. You know, so I would anticipate something similar to that through basketball or wrestling or competitive cheer. You know, I think that's be something very similar to that as we go through this.
You mentioned the Interstate 8. Are you guys happy with that? I know the last couple of years there's been a lot of movement.
Yeah, I mean, the Interstate 8 is a great conference. There's a lot of really good schools in there, and I would say that you know, when you look at those, that group of 8, that it's a great fit for Lumen Christi, and I think you know, vice versa, you know, the I-8 feels the same way.
Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, you're the smallest school in there, right?
Yeah, actually, the next closest is about 380 students larger. So it's more than double the size of Lumen Christi is the next smallest school, which is Penfield.
Well, Jesse, you guys went to an all-Catholic district. You see that maybe helping your numbers a bit? Obviously, that junior high number is amazing.
Yeah, I think that we'd have obviously Tim DeWitt is our new president and director, mm-hmm. and he's doing a phenomenal job. And just the core group of principals that we have, through our Catholic schools and being able to put them all together and head in like one direction is a really good thing for Catholic schools here in Jackson. So, I think that really helps us in athletics as well when you look at it, just the direction and the togetherness with that, all working together. So,
yeah.
Again, that when we talk about promoting teamwork today for this week for Catholic schools, it says nothing more than that, right? We continue to work together on that, and I think it's got a really bright future here at Jackson for Catholic schools.
Is there a signing day this week?
Yeah, signing day's today. So National Signing Day, actually at 11:35 a.m. this morning, we will have six athletes that will be signing their letters of intent. So we have Connor Barks, who's a soccer player for boys soccer.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be signing his letter of intent to Spring Arbor University. Anna Doan for girls soccer. She's heading to UNC Asheville in North Carolina. Owen Garcia is heading to Jackson College for baseball. Mau Taveras heading to Jackson College for soccer. And then Renee Kucha is signing at Wayne State University for track and field. And then Basil Hampton is signing his national letter of intent today to play football at Saginaw Valley. So we're really proud of those six athletes, and we're really excited to get them signed and sealed and delivered today.
Well, good luck to them. And I know as you're graduating senior, their rate of going to college is probably number one in the state.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. I mean, there's when you start talking about the ACT average, and which was 22.1 last year, that type of thing is a really, really good thing to highlight, for the things that we offer here at Lumen. So, very good stuff.
Hey, thanks for stopping by, Jesse. Good talking to you.
Yeah, Greg, always great to be on, my friend, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
You bet. Take care. Jesse
All
Brown,
right,
the fine athletic director at Lumen Christi.